a look at how training will change for the Air Force's newest officers, today, October 16th, 2023. Good morning, Early Birds. I'm Jonathan Lehrfeld, and this is the Early Bird Brief, produced by Defense News and Military Times. Today, Senior Air Force Times reporter Rachel Cohen joins the episode to discuss how the Air Force is shaking up its officer training school as it looks to prepare a new generation of airmen. Rachel, welcome back to the pod.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. So let's dive right into it. What is the Air Force's officer training school, and how is that different from other pathways to become an officer?
Yeah, so OTS is one of the Air Force's three entrances for officers. So OTS, you go to college, you get your degree, and then OTS is your way in after you already have that degree. So it differs from, you know, the Air Force Academy, which is, you know, the Air Force's school that you spend 4 years at, and then when you graduate, you join. So you go to ROTC while you're in school, you graduate, and then you owe the Air Force a certain number of years of service as an officer after that point.
So it sounds like there's a lot of major changes coming to OTS. Can you walk us through what those look like?
Yeah. So usually they have five classes throughout the year, ton of people, you know, it's 500, 550 people per class, and they move through the program, which is 60 days altogether, and then they graduate altogether in these giant classes. So how that's changing is they're breaking it up into 20 or so classes each year, bringing in a new group every 2 weeks, and so they can kind of keep that flowing a little better. You know, it takes pressure off of the instructors. Somebody's not doing so well academically, you know, if they're not, you know, getting something or they're just not progressing as well as people might like, you know, you can get kicked back to an earlier class so that you have a little more time to get better before you move forward. They're also making it a lot more, you know, realistic and hands-on, just in terms of, you know, you have your assignment for the day, so you might have your drill exercise that you have to do, but now you have to plan for it, you have to brief it, you have to go through it, and then you have to brief after. So it gives you a much better framework to sort of prepare for everyday life as an officer in the Air Force and the things that you'll have to do. And it also lets them really learn better from, you know, what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong as they go through their daily work. And so they're adding in, you know, some more simulator technology. They're adding in more sort of surprise events that people will have to work their way through. So, you know, kind of simulating, you know, people getting onto a base and what do? They're simulating force-on-force fights, you know, as part of the capstone, things like that. So they're really aiming to make it more of a mirror for what people are actually going to do in their careers.
I guess one of the biggest questions is why the service is looking to implement this new approach. And how does that relate to maybe shifts in the geopolitical landscape?
For multiple reasons. I think, you know, A, it's been a long time since OTS really had a big overhaul like this. The commandant told me that it was the biggest, some of the biggest changes that they've had since 1959, which is quite a long time to go without some really, you know, robust revamps. But, you know, also, obviously, the Pentagon is talking a lot about, you know, the need to pivot toward competing with China and, you know, thinking more strategically, having, you know, an officer corps that can kind of think on multiple levels. So, you know, airspace, cyber, Europe, Pacific, Middle East, you know, all at the same time. You know, they need people who can really do it all. They also want people to be good people, you know, as well as good troops. They're really prioritizing, you know, hey, we have these 24, you know, traits, you know, whether that be accountability or leadership or inclusion and things like that, and really making sure that people live up to those and sort of grading you on how well you embody those skills. So I think it's all in service of how do they build the strongest force that they can for the world that we're heading into.
Can you walk us again through more of the parts of the program, this and what will be included? How quickly are students moving through this as well?
Yeah, so it's a 60-day program. You get there, you know, your first phase is sort of you know, just how to Air Force, basically, and how to Space Force, because Space Force Guardians also come through OTS. Learn how to drill, learn how to, you know, make your bed properly, you know, all the really, really basic level kind of stuff. And then as you go through the program, you know, you learn kind of increasingly difficult and complex subjects. So, you know, mission command, you know, joint operations with the other services, you know, how things like machine learning and AI fit into your daily life gets more and more complicated. And then at the end, you know, you have your capstones and then you go into the real world.
So the way that they're structuring this program now, will it be more challenging or less challenging for officers to graduate from the program?
I think the rigor, you know, they want to keep it as rigorous as possible. But I think, you know, there's a lot more flexibility to add more people into the pipeline as they need. So if the U.S., you know, is suddenly faced with going to war with China or something else that we would need a lot of officers for really fast, OTS is the shortest of the three commissioning sources, right? It's 60 days versus, you know, a couple years or 4 years for ROTC or USAFA. They can add in, you know, 6 or 7 additional classes a year. So that's, you know, 150 extra people per class. So if they need to really ramp up so that people can go to war, that's an option.
That's it for us this morning. To get more of the top stories and breaking news, go to defensenews.com/EBB to subscribe to the Early Bird Brief newsletter. Please give us a like, rating, and a comment wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow us on social media @defense_news and @MilitaryTimes. The Early Bird Brief is hosted by me, Jonathan Lehrfeld, and produced by Zimone Z. Perez. If you enjoyed our conversation today, be sure to check out Rachel's work at airforcetimes.com. Our editor-in-chief is Mike Gruce. Have a great day.